neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
From the word of Rabbi Yitzchak, Yafe Sa'aga La'adam Ben Kodem Gezardin Ben Achar Gezardin. So that means, if God forbid, there's a decree, there's a gezerah, so your tefillah could work to cancel the decree, either before or after. So now, Rabbeinu Tzadok HaKohen Mulublin, Harav asked, good, so now if there's a decree before it comes about, you do tefillah, so you can cancel it. So now if the gezerah is already made, what's the use of to do tefillah to cancel it? You follow? No, no, the gezerah is made. So now, when the gezerah is made, what does it mean? No, why Hashem makes a gezerah? Why? No, why Hashem decrees? Why we have gezerah? No, that's true. Like, for example, let's say, God forbid. No, the point here is, let's say, God forbid, somebody feels pain in his ear, not for anyone. Amen. So now he goes to the doctor, then he looks inside, he says, you have an infection. Good. So now, what is he prescribed for you? Gezerah. It's called anabiotic. Anabiotic is a gezerah. So now, would you tell the doctor, I don't want the gezerah?
No.
Why he gives you anabiotic?
Because it's good for you.
It's good for you to clean it, to get rid of it. So now, if Hashem made the gezerah, Rabbeinu Tzadok HaKohen asked, why should you do tefillah to cancel it? Are you going to argue with the doctor? You know, no, I don't want antibiotic. I'm not going to take it. Huh? Would you?
No.
No. They don't need to chase after you to take your medicine. You take it yourself. No?
Right.
So high here, so Gemara doesn't make sense. Close. What does it mean, tefillah?
Make it lowest.
Why? You want a lower dosage?
Lowest?
So you have to take it for a long time.
No.
You didn't go to medical school.
If
Hashem knows what he's doing or not, Hashem knows?
Of course.
Yes?
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
So now, if he made the gezerah, so why the Gemara says that the tefillah is still good after gezerah? So he write the prescription for you, whatever it is.
Your tefillah comes instead of that gezerah, actually.
The tefillah?
Yes.
No, you cannot cancel the gezerah.
Why not?
Because when he makes it gezerah, that means it's good for you. Again, you want me to tell you about anabiotic again?
The tefillah says instead of that.
No, it doesn't work. No, it doesn't make sense.
Right. He wants to wake you up.
Okay.
If you wake up by yourself without him giving.
What does it mean when you wake up?
You do tshuva. So that means you're coming close to Hashem.
Ah.
He doesn't have to give you the exam, you should come close to
him. So go back to the doctor. He wrote a prescription, right? Right?
Yes.
For who? For David ben Naphtali. Good? So now, if David becomes Shimon, right? So when you take the prescription to the pharmacy, would they give it to you?
No.
Now it makes sense. Hazaku Baruch. So now, here the Gemara means, if the gezerah is made for David ben Naphtali, but if you make yourself a different character, what does it mean? That means you shape up, you wake up. Now, to waking up is very hard. To wake people up, Hashem Yarachem. So now if you wake up, then you're not David anymore, you became Shimon. So then the gezerah, Isn't that such a gift?
Nice school.
So now here, I saw a very interesting ma'aseh that is brought about a poor man. He had a very simple house. Simple house, but he only had one plug, outlet. So, you know, the fridge, everything was, you know, when they wanted, you know, to cook, to put it in the plug. Then if they wanted, like, let's say, to toast, then use the same plug. So it happened to me that he hears that the king is going to have a lottery. And then, what was the lottery about? Who that wins the lottery, he will lend them the money printing machine for 1 hour. That was the lottery. So it happened to me, the Ani won the lottery. So now he had the printing machine, the money printing machine in his house for 1 hour. So they put the printing plug to start rolling. The Ani, wow, look at this. All this money, just keep printing. So the babies come, the children come and say, we don't have nothing to eat. You know, we need some bread. Please put the oven in there. So what are you talking about? I'm printing money here. So the wife comes and says, we have to wash the clothing, you know, put the washer in there. I said, man, what are we talking about? We're printing money here. The plug. It's only 14 money. No toaster, no oven, no stereo, nothing. Only? What is this printing money? This is Asarit Yemin Teshuvah. Asarit Yemin Teshuvah is printing money. So now here, Yehudi should understand this timing. It's like one plug you have, and then you're printing money. Don't think about, you know, business, meeting, you know, oversee, you know, all of these things. The only thing that matters is printing. Tefillot. That's what is the timing is required. Don't think about nothing else. As we see, Harav, how beautifully explains. You become a different person, all the gezeiros will go away. That's what Gemara means. Still tefillah benefits, even after Gezer Din. Why? Because Gezer Din is for David ben Naftali. But when you become Shimon, the gezeirah looks for you. He says, where is David? Where is David? It's not David. You have to keep printing. Use the outlet, the plug. Hashem is like, you know, that. Plug it in the right place. Bezat Hashem, al tefilot. Bezat Hashem, bakashot. Hamosh Baruch Hu, Avinu Arachman. Bezat Hashem, Yisaki Kol Am Yisrael, Bechatima Tova. Shalom Ale Nachat, Semachot. Gezorot Tovot, Bekol Am Yisrael. Amen. Koel HaNishomot, Halel Ko Haleluko. Koel HaNishomo, Nishomo Sheli. Koila nishomot, halel ko haleluko, koila nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.